As we always do on Your Calls Media Roundtable, we start off on a positive note and highlight journalism that stood out this week. So, Marcy Wheeler, let's start off with you. What did you see this week that caught your attention?
Well, it's actually last week, but it's a story that people should read, particularly because it gives good background on issues that pertain to this DNC hack. And it's a Wall Street Journal article called The Last Diplomat, about how somebody with very close ties to Pakistan was investigated by the FBI, basically because she was talking to people in Pakistan. And her life was pretty ruined by it, but it's a good long read that people should take time with.
And Marcy, since you spend so much time covering this issue and reading about it, what new information did you learn from this piece?
Well, a lot of details about the FBI investigation. A lot of details about how people within the State Department reacted to one of theirs being investigated for basically doing her job. Details about CIA, State Department, FBI bureaucratic fights. And so for all of those reasons, it's really good background for this DNC hack story, because the same factors are at play, I think, in both.
All right. And so this is The Last Diplomat at the Wall Street Journal. And I'm just pulling this up here to see who wrote. Oh, it's a lengthy story, very lengthy story by Adam Enthaus and Devlin Barrett. It looks like it's also interactive.
Yep, that's the one.
All right. Thank you for that. That's Marcy Wheeler, an independent journalist who writes about national security. And what about you, Antonia? What did you see this week that caught your eye?
I think, one of the most important resources that was utilized this week was a great site called Iraq Oil Report. And a young man named Ben Lando, it's probably 10 years ago now, set off from the West, a journalist in the West, to go to Baghdad to try and cover from the front lines what U.S. oil corporations were doing in Iraq in the wake of the Iraq War. And he has done this himself, essentially built his own news agency, and he's been doing it ever since. And Iraq Oil Report is the reason why the mainstream media picked up about midway through this week on Rex Tillerson that the Bush administration people who were coming out of the woodwork, Rice, Gates, to endorse Tillerson also work for Exxon. And that was because of Iraq Oil Report saying, no, we've been covering the Bush administration folks during and after, and they're now employed by Exxon. And some of the work they're doing in particular is helping advise Exxon's ongoing activities in Iraq, where Exxon has the West Gwarna oil field with its Russian partner, by the way, there. One of the largest oil fields in the world. The reason why it has that field is because of the invasion of Iraq, and that's why it has this huge pot of oil. And one of the reasons why it has that pot of oil is because of the help of Rice, Secretary Condoleezza Rice. So, you know, the fact that we have these Bush administration folks coming out to support Exxon, it's important to look at that long history of the relationship between the company and the former administration players. And thanks to Ben Lando at Iraq Oil Report, the mainstream news got onto that.
Wow, right, because NBC was tweeting about this, that Bob Gates and Condoleezza Rice are praising Rex Tillerson for Secretary of State, and they're both paid consultants for Exxon.
That's right. And that's where NBC News got it, is Iraq Oil Report.
And we're going to talk about that later in the show, but since you brought up Iraq Oil Report, can you just give us a quick synopsis of what this reporter has learned about oil in Iraq? Because we're not really hearing about that much in the national media.
I mean, so Iraq Oil Report is a great source for this story in terms of, you know, sort of the long history of the war and oil companies in Iraq. You don't need to turn to Iraq Oil Report. So, you know, we've had a lot of important reporting on that, including by my that I have provided. But the short version is, if we're just going to look at Exxon alone, Exxon spent more money than it spent on any election in 2000 to get Bush and Cheney into office. It got Bush and Cheney into office. Then Exxon, in the form of Lee Raymond, Rex Tillerson's predecessor, was a key member of the Cheney Energy Task Force that came in at the very beginning of the administration, long before the September 11th attacks occurred, to lay out an energy strategy that included gaining access to opening up Iraq to foreign investment, opening up Iraq's oil fields to foreign investment. assessment. They looked over maps of Iraq's oil and said, you know, these are the wells that we want. Then the invasion happened, and Lee Raymond and other players at Exxon were a part of pre, during, and post-war planning for Iraq's oil reserves. And then, as I said, Exxon then got this big prize, which was the West Guarna oil field, where they're still producing. And every major U.S. oil company went into Iraq following the invasion and remained there, whether they're in Iraq proper and Kurdistan. And that's Chevron, also other Western companies, Shell, BP, ConocoPhillips, as a result of the invasion. But Exxon has definitely been one of the biggest players. And we see this, you know, relationship to the Bush administration continuing to favor Exxon.
Antonia Juhas is an award-winning investigative journalist who writes about the oil industry, and we will put links to Iraq Oil Report along with the story, The Last Diplomat, from the Wall Street Journal at yourcallradio.org.